All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's up, guys? We're live. Welcome back to another Wheel Wednesday podcast. I'm Nick. This is Scott. And if it looks a little different on my end today, it's because I'm in my garage.
Right. Very nice. Well, welcome welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Wheel Wednesday podcast. It's been nice to be able to return to you from the confines of home. Let's see. Right. Where are we at? What day are we on now of this quarantine thing?
Last week we were at 4,000 and something. Right. We're almost at the end of April, so yeah. I want to say 10,043.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way. But hopefully you guys are out there and you're getting in your car projects or whatever else you want to do. Last week we dropped a piece of content on Friday, which was our attempt at doing something humorful. Whether we pulled it off or not, it's a whole other story. So if you didn't like it or you didn't find it funny, we're sorry. But we tried, and anyhow, that
it was something different. It was fun on our end, I think.
Yep.
Before we get into this,
it's my duty to say, if you wouldn't mind throwing us a thumbs up and subscribing down below, that'd be greatly appreciated. So if you're on our newsletter, you probably got an email blast today. You got an email blast yesterday. I'm sorry. And that was basically, we gave you some of our more recent pieces of content. If you're an active listener to the podcast, you already know this most likely. But what we do is we try to make sure that if you go over to a YouTube channel, in addition to the podcast that you may be listening to on iTunes or Google Play or even on YouTube, we have a playlist which is called Wheel Tech, and we're doing our best to put in more content pieces of wheel technical related information so that you can actually really knock up your, you know, really buff up on your wheel knowledge.
Right.
What I will say is that there's plenty of times where you think something is so basic and so simple, and you find out that there's a lot more to it. Now, does that mean that you could not exist without that additional information? No, in many cases, sometimes being naive to something actually makes it work because you stumble into success.
Right.
I think a good example for me would be like the first time I assembled an engine. I didn't really know a whole bunch of what I was doing. I knew just enough, and I was able to assemble the whole engine. And I will say for the first 3 days and 12 hours, I had overwhelming success. After that, not so much. But anyhow, so the point I'm trying
to...
Do
I want to know what happened?
Yeah, no. Well, it's a story for another day. But the point I'm trying to make here is that wheels are very similar. Most of the time, you do everything right enough or just right where you don't have any issues. But sometimes you do have an issue and you don't know until it's past that catastrophic point. And it could be not just the wheel. It could be tire related. It could be mounting related. It could be rubbing related. It could be wrong offset, wrong hardware, not using hub rings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Yeah. So there's that. I want to go into one piece which is really important. And I think it's just, you know, we've talked about this, Nick, that sometimes we find that the most primitive things that we discuss are often the most helpful because we kind of ignore the fact that, you know, we kind of take advantage of the fact that we just know this stuff and we take it as a primitive fact.
Yeah, because not everybody might actually know it. And, you know, it's so common to us.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's just like, oh, okay, this is something we do all the time. So we already just know what to do. It's almost self-explanatory, but there's more to it.
Yeah,
so
there is more. There is more to it.
So, what do you got for us, Scott?
So here's one thing I want to give everybody. You know, there's a lot of fitment issues that we've talked about here. We've had videos about the fact that you should, you know, what to consider when you're choosing a wheel for your big brake kit. We've talked about offset and backspacing. We've talked about using hub rings. We've talked about all these different things, the correct hardware, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Choosing the right size.
Exactly right. But there are some things that you should do before you even get the wheels close, you know, close to being finally fit on your car, and that is a test fit. Now, there's probably going to be a lot of people here that are going to say, well, you don't need to, I know this fits or whatever it may be. Listen, the first thing is, let's talk about the approach. I'm going to take it two paths. The first path is going to be, let's talk about how you should test fit. And the second part we're going to talk about is why you should test fit.
Okay.
So why you should test fit. You should test fit because majority of the time when it comes to wheel fitment issues, you will discover them before, one, you waste your money on having tires mounted onto a wheel that you may not be able to use. Two,
right.
You will save yourself time in case there's an issue with anything that you were not sure about. I can give examples of something like that. And three would be that when you start to put a wheel on your car, it's important that you do a dry run, because if you do a dry run and realize that there's a problem, many times you can work with a retailer to get rid of those wheels, exchange those wheels, return those wheels, or at the very least, you could put them back in the box and sell them to a private party as new in-box wheels.
Right.
All these things are negated as soon as you mount the tire to them. So that's kind of when you should do a test fit. Let's get into why.
I was about to say, you said when.
Did
I thought you were about to say, we were about to get into the how. I had a couple of questions on the how.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. I don't really remember which point I just tackled, when or why, but we're going.
You kind of did a little bit of both.
I agree with that.
So let's back up a little bit. So you said you test fit the wheels.
Right.
You said when you should test fit the wheels. Let's get a little bit into the how, which if my thought process continues the way it's going, we'll get into the why. So let's talk about how to test fit your wheels. So
Before we even get into that, let's do a brief when. Let's just do a small when. And the small when would be you, and I kind of just said it, but I want to make sure I'm clear with it. You get wheels in that you've already talked to your retailer or have confirmed should fit.
That you've already purchased?
Right. So you bought your wheels. You brought them in, or you brought a wheel in for a test fit. And you've already done your research. We're past that point. This isn't just randomly we're looking for something. This is, I went through the hassle of making sure that I did my research. I checked with people. I kind of know that these are going to fit. Now we get them.
Right.
Now we get them to our house or whatever it may be. And before you do anything else, we take one out of the box. One front, one rear. We're going to unbolt our stock wheel and tire package or whatever's on the car. We're going to put the correct hub ring into the back of the wheel. We're going to get the correct installation hardware that's going to go onto the wheel. We're going to push the wheel onto the car. And we're going to apply a lug nut and get the thing bolted up to the car. We don't have to crank down on it. It's all to hand. What we're trying to do is a few things. We're trying to make sure that, one, we know we just cleared all the brakes. There's no rubbing issues. The wheel spins freely, and there's not even a remote chance of any issues.
Okay.
Two, we're making sure that by putting the hub ring in the back, we're making sure we have the right installation hardware. We're making sure we have the right hub ring. We're making sure we have the right lug nuts. We're making sure that the lug nuts fit, all before we are ready to go mount our wheel and tire package. We're also making sure one more thing besides the brakes, that we bought the wrong wheel size, we got the wrong wheel size, there's a hub issue, there's something going on that you're not sure about, or maybe even a bracket or something protruding from the suspension. we're eyeballing all of that to make sure that there are not going to be any issues with fitment of the wheel.
So you just completely blew through how. We went straight from when to how.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, that makes sense.
And a little bit of why. All right. So a few things on that, which I was going to mention before we got in, you know, through that entire description, which is all accurate. Like, you know, that's the extreme right way to do everything. Some retailers will actually, if they have the wheel in stock, will also allow you to test fit there. You know, they'll give you they'll give you the wheel, bring the car outside, jack it up, put it on, and some of them will even have like a little thing where you can kind of lower it a little bit, so you can also test the fitment on it, see how much it's gonna protrude out of the car, if it's too wide, if it's perfectly flush, if it's, you know, a little bit more in. But also, one thing I wanted to note, and I wanted to really kind of focus in on this point, is doing this before you mount a tire to the wheel. Test fitting before you mount the tire to it.
Yeah. Was that a question?
I almost expected a response. No, that's just one thing I wanted to highlight, because if you mount the tire to it, then you know, you can't return it to the retailer. I mean, you can take the tires off and try returning it too, but most retailers, they say once you mount
all manufacturers.
Oh, okay, sorry.
If you mount a wheel and tire package, they are no longer new. Just this.
Right.
So you save yourself some grief there. But you know, there are a few things there. The first thing is, you know, when we start to do a test fit, the appropriate tech, first off, this isn't a suggestion. This isn't one of those things where we say, is a good idea.
You should do it.
This is a common practice. If you are looking at a real deal wheel and tire professional, you will notice that they do two test fits. One, they get to, let's say you go to a regular retail chain store that's very good with wheels and tires. Okay.
Okay.
And you bought your wheels through them. Your wheels show up, and you bring them the tires, or they give you the tires, or whatever it may be. You bring them the wheels, whatever the combination is. But now they're going to mount and balance this package. They're going to do this twice. The first thing they're going to do is they're going to pull your car in, take off a front and rear wheel. You'll see them. They'll unbox a front and rear wheel that came out, you know, a new one. They'll walk over to the front. They'll put it onto the front. They'll walk over to the rear. They'll put it on the rear. Now, they're going to be a little bit more advanced than you, so they're going to know that they have the correct hardware and hub rings. So they may not do that part. But they're going to put it on the car. They're going to spin everything around. They're going to make sure it clears. Then they'll take it off. They'll go mount your wheel and tire package. They'll come back to the car. And before they go start bolting everything on, most of the time, they're going to, with the wheel and tire, they're going to put it now on the car and just, again, double check it right before. Now, you may not see this because it looks like they're installing the wheel, but I guarantee you that 90% of the time, these guys are going to be checking fit before they take your car and put it down on the ground.
Right.
So that's two test fits that they do. And this is a common procedure, and it's something that's, again, not recommended. In fact, if you open the flap to our boxes, you will see that as soon as you get past the first, you know, opening portion, right on the inner flaps, it says test fit before mounting. Like, it's on our boxes. Yeah. So, I mean, look, I think that there's a lot of things that this will save people a lot of aggravation. Now, I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to say to you that there's another function that test fitting does, and that's in, let's now talk about the guy that's more extreme. Let's talk about a wide body guy. Let's talk about a guy using a spacer. Let's talk about, again, we don't condone spacers. Let's talk about the guys that are rolling fenders or clearance or running the biggest possible tire they can, or wheels that are technically wider or lower offset or whatever it may be, or higher offset, whatever it may be, out of spec from what their car should run correctly.
Right. Okay.
This will help you to decide a few things. And I've done it before. I know what I'm talking about in the sense that forget wheels and tires. What about the fact that, you know, like you set your car up, put new suspension on the car, get everything set up, put a wheel and tire in the car, go to lower the car, and, you know, all of a sudden you realize as soon as the thing gets on the ground and you move it a little, you roll it back and forth a little bit, that you're now rubbing, like instantly.
Yep.
These things could have been avoided without you having to put the car on the ground. Most of the time, if you, you know, get the wheel and tire package on the car, you can really visualize that it's going to be close. And, you know, you can go ahead and make an adjustment on suspension right there. You know, knowing if you're going to have an issue where you lower the car down and it comes down on the fenders or the quarters or that you have any rubbing issues or the tires too much and it's touching the strut, all these things can be avoided most of the time before you ever lay the car on the ground. And if you do it like that, you can at least try to get yourself back to some sort of status quo of freedom before you go ahead and, you know, commit to putting it back down on the ground, you know?
Right. So let's actually backtrack a little bit. Sure. on some of that. So when test fitting at home, or, you know, when they test fit in the shop, how do they know 100% if it's going to fit? Like, should you, like, I've seen some people put wooden blocks down and they'll lower the mm-hmm. car on the wooden blocks. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one way to do it. Is there another way to do it? Like, maybe instead of doing that, if you grab another jack, mm-hmm. jack up the control arm to kind of put it.
Yeah.
How would a shop go about doing that? Like, if they have your car on a lift, how would they go about seeing if it'll actually fit? Do they lower it? Do they have some?
So I've never. You know, the truth is, I think this is where now we're going to get on to the which shops are which.
Technical side.
I think retail shops, as long as your car doesn't come in. First off, most of the time, if on a retail shop, if you bring a car in that's super slammed or super out of spec or whatever it may be, they may not touch your car. So those are not the shops right. we're necessarily referring to, but, you know, a lot of customization shops or shops that are used to doing a lot of, you know, modified vehicles, a lot of times what you will see is if they're weary about a wheel and tire package past the point of making sure it clears the brakes and rolls and all that stuff, is you will see them, if the car's in a lift, they'll lower the lift down and they'll use a jack under the, you know, the A-arm or the lower control arm, and they'll actually push it up to the point where the car is fully compressed to see if it has anything in the issue in the area of rubbing or hitting.
Right.
But if you're not concerned about that, like, in other words, if you take a, let's say, a Honda Civic, you know, a newer Honda Civic, and you put an 18.8 at a 45 on the car, there's not really going to be any concern using the right size tire. There's really not going to be any concern that this could happen. So you're not going to see that happen. Like, they're not going to have to go to that step. You know what I mean? That's a step that, like I know I did this myself. I mean, I did it the other way, which is, so I have a set of quick jacks. When I put in new coilovers and before I get the ride height adjusted, I am using a 305 tire in my rear. I do use a wide wheel in the rear. And I wanted to make sure, even though I'm rolled already, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't pushing anything out of spec, especially since I just lowered the car and I did camber arms and a whole bunch of things, toe arms. And so the potential for me to have a mess up and, you know, lower the car and the tire or whatever, lower the quarter onto the tire existed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did the same thing. You know, I got everything squared up, and I literally just took one of the rear wheels, I put it onto the car, and I jacked up the
controller.
Yeah, you know, in the rear, it's a little bit different, you know, on the Z, but basically, you know, I went onto the tow arm, pushed that thing up.
Because your strut and your coil are separate, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I went to a divorce.
On the back of the
Yeah, Z. I went to a divorce setup, so, like, I have the coilover in the rear is separated, is together with the spring, whereas it's usually opposed, but I also got rid of that whole spring bucket in the rear of my car, went to an adjustable.
So you only have it's all in one assembly now. It's not the two separate pieces anymore.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I remember a friend of mine used to have a G35. I know it was the exact same setup, which was kind of annoying to work with. But
Right. So, you know, so whatever. Cool. So with that may be. We're in the process of getting spammed on our website.
Really?
Yeah, I'm about to shut it down in a second.
Okay.
So with that said, there's this thing, you know, if you just take a little bit of time and just exercise just a little bit of, you know, caution and really do a test fit kind of thing, you would be very surprised at how well you make out and catch a lot of issues before they would ever pop up and become a serious thing.
Right. And this is also another thing I just thought of, which is important to mention. You know, especially if you're not purchasing from a retailer, like if you're buying a used set of wheels, definitely at least test fit two of them. You know, if you have a full set, obviously, you know, inspect them, do all that other stuff. But as far as like fitment goes and making sure it works, like test fit them, make sure that they fit on the car. That way you don't purchase them and then now either one of two things is going to happen. You either have to sell them after having just purchased them because you didn't test fit them and they don't fit on the car, or you're going to get into an argument about the guy that or the person that you bought the wheels from, and then now, you know, they don't want to give you the money back for the wheels because, like, it's your job to know whether or not they fit, but you didn't test fit, and now it becomes like a whole back and forth thing of, like, oh, these don't fit.
I think the hard part with some of that may be when you're buying a used set of wheels, there are a lot of times that it becomes an issue where, you know, they may not want to deal with you test fitting or whatever it is. But if you can, if you have the option, I think it's a great thing if you're not sure.
If you can, definitely test fit it. You know, I've bought my fair share of used wheels. There was maybe once or twice where I didn't actually test fit them on the car. And one time it kind of bit me and I wound up just selling the wheels. But the other time it actually worked out because I knew it would fit because it was the exact same car.
Right.
But yeah, so that's just another key point. I figured it would be important to add in there if you're buying used wheels.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I mean, especially if you have the option to do it, especially if you're buying from a buddy or a friend, and you know, and you're unsure, like it's a different car, or you're unsure if that is the deal. I think a test fit is a good thing. But I think that no matter how we cook this subject down, the answer and the whole point of the whole thing is still the same, which is, you can catch so many issues during a test fit, and if you're able to do that during a test fit, you save yourself a lot of potential aggravation down the road, right?
Yeah.
So that was a friendly wheel tip from your local wheel friends. Yep. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's probably more details to this whole thing. And if you think that you need more information, maybe we'll make a video about it. Maybe even if you don't need any information, we'll make a video about it. I'm not sure.
Probably.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we went through everything. Quick recap. Just, you know, obviously it's important to test fit before you buy. Tire not mounted if it's brand new wheels. If you can do it at the retailer, do it at the retailer or the shop. If not, you order them online, check them out at home. You can either lower it on blocks, lift the control arm up using the jack. What am I missing? Use hub rings and proper hardware.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, just the only thing I'll caution people, just because it came to my mind, is be careful if you're going to be using blocks or you're jacking under the suspension with a jack. You know, make sure if you have your car in jack standards and now you're going to move the jack, be careful. The one thing that you do have to pay attention is you have to go very slow and you have to be very, very observant to the point at which you've compressed the suspension enough, because after that you'll see your car
without lifting the
you'll start to lift the car from that corner. And we, you know, that's not the point of this. The whole point of this isn't to take weight off the car or off the jack stand. The point of this is merely just to make sure
it's just to compress it enough so that way you can see where
ride height is,
where it would sit.
So I mean, it's a friendly tip, and I know that it seems simple, and for me I think it's overly simple because I take it as Bible. Like, there's nothing – I'll never, ever put a wheel and tire package on my car without test fitting it. Yeah, I mean – and look, here's the thing. I mean, it's a little bit different for me because I will only put Koenig wheels on my car. And when because I've dealt with the design of them and the brakes of them, I mean, I have the luxury of putting them on an AutoCAD and getting everything shaped up and knowing for sure
that they'll fit.
Yeah, so I already know that, and I know wheel fitment pretty well, and I know to check the boxes and look at the back of the wheel and make sure that everything's correct before I go and put it on the car. I mean, I guess I don't necessarily have to chest fit it like that, but anytime I make a major change, when I changed all my suspension in a single, afternoon, single weekend, I had a lot of stuff. But when I did that whole thing, when I go to a different tire size that it's a question mark, all these different things, right. it's worth the extra few minutes to guarantee that you're not going to have any potential issues right off the bat.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know, Nick, that's my spiel today. How do you feel about it?
I feel good. I think we covered everything.
Feel good. You know,
like we said in the beginning, like this is one of those things where it's like we think it's so common, or like we don't even really think twice about it. But maybe other people don't. But there's also not really much to cover here. I mean, if there are any questions or anything that you feel like we didn't address, leave them in the comments below.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do one of those things.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so that is it. Let's see. Running through some things. Every Wednesday we go live on Instagram, 3 p.m. Eastern, unless we somehow have an issue, in which case we'll put it in our story. So always check the story on Wednesdays. We do our best to let you know what time we'll be going live.
Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, at least most of the time, that's what we try to do. Definitely on Instagram.
Right.
We're also trying to work up something with YouTube Live, so stay tuned for that. We're not exactly sure what we're doing there, but we're working on it. Let's see.
It's a work in progress.
We're also trying to make sure that we continue the streak, and hopefully Friday you will have a piece of content that you can view.
We got something coming.
Yeah, we're trying to put up something every Friday as far as new content. And every Wednesday is the podcast, as you already know. So
make sure you subscribe.
Pretty much. So subscribing is a big deal. And please go check out some of our other videos. We've been making them for you, so we're trying to make sure that.
I'm gonna make a list down below.
Nick's gonna make a list. I like that.
What we've done offset backspacing, thread engagement. What is wheel offset? Choosing the right wheel size, big brakes, whole bunch of information. So I'm gonna link all of them down below, all the wheel tech stuff that we did. I'll put what it is and I'll put the link to it in the description. So that way they can, you know, everybody can check it out.
Yeah,
so,
no, that would be
links down below.
That would be pretty good. So so there's that. So I don't know. I guess that's about it for today. We're going to head out of here. We hope that you, your families, and everybody are doing really well, and we're hoping that, you know, everybody's safe and hopefully getting back to work and not too stressed out during this time. We hope to catch you. We will catch you here next Wednesday. Every Wednesday.
Yes, we will.
So I don't know. Until then, make sure you take care of yourself and take care of each other. Peace out.
Peace.